Now let's bring in CBS News and 610 WIOD travel editor Peter Greenberg, who you can follow on Twitter at Peter S. Greenberg. Peter, thanks so much for joining us this morning. And this dynamic between Governor DeSantis and his ban on vaccine passports and the cruise industry looking to require them, all while the governor is trying to reopen the cruise industry in Florida. It's fascinating to watch this play out. How do you see it getting resolved? The latest information from the governor's office was that cruises are part of his executive order. Do you think he'll relent on that in order to help get these cruise lines up and running quicker?
I think the cruise lines are going to win out. It's the private sector saying, hey, it's like no shirt, no service, no shoes, the same deal. And this is happening across the board. Remember, whatever the governor is doing in his suit against the CDC, and by the way, the governor of Alaska is considering a similar suit to try to reopen cruise lines in that area, is probably not going to have any effect on the cruise line saying, hey, it's no different than your kids going to camp and having to provide proof of vaccination so they can go to camp. And I think at the end, the private sector will win out. It will be a requirement, especially on the smaller cruise lines, meaning the smaller cruise ships, where they can actually control things even better.
And I also think, there's a big difference between requiring proof of vaccination to go, say, grocery shopping and to go on a cruise. And I think that's where the cruise lines are going to have a real solid case to make, at least for now, that this is the best way to instill confidence in consumers and get them up and running.
Well, keep in mind this. The cruise lines aren't just targeting passengers. They're requiring every one of their crew to be vaccinated and every one of their officers to be vaccinated. Then comes the requirement for the passengers. So when you add all of that up, you have 100% vaccination compliance. That is exactly what the cruise lines are looking for.
And when do you think this will likely play out and get resolved? What does the timeline look like for these cruises to begin resuming their activities?
Well, it's already being played out because the cruise lines have already repositioned many of their ships to foreign ports where they'll be home ported there and not even sailed to or from U.S. ports. Bahamas, Bermuda, St. Lucia, St. Martin, Anguilla, and then, of course, Greece, the United Kingdom, even Iceland. So those ships are starting to sail in late June, early July, and they're already starting to sell out. Now, the cruise lines may be allowed to sail from the U.S. ports if the CDC lifts that conditional sail order before November 21st. And there's some indication now, even though just a week ago the CDC said they had no intention of doing so, that they may do it as early as June or July. Even U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg alluded to that just 3 days ago.
And finally, there's also this problem of different travel restrictions and requirements for travel. Sometimes they differ from state to state. And, it's also confusing, where are Americans allowed to travel overseas? Which countries will allow us to enter? Which won't? What can you tell us about that? What's the latest on those different travel restrictions?
Well, that's a very fluid situation, as you alluded to. What's interesting, though, is more and more countries are reopening conditionally. So everything from the Seychelles to Croatia to Greece and many, many other countries, Iceland I just mentioned, are saying if you can show proof of vaccination, you can come without having to quarantine. Some of the countries are going one step beyond that, saying you can come and not even have to be tested. But let us be clear about one thing, and that is, for the moment, being vaccinated does not necessarily mean being liberated. You're still going to have to get tested, especially if you want to return to the U.S., and you're still going to have to wear a mask.
CBS News and 610 WIOD travel editor Peter Greenberg, who you can follow on Twitter at Peter S. Greenberg. Peter, thanks so much for the insight this morning. We appreciate it.
You got it, Ryan.